Coming up on episode 1485.
Heather in San Jose on KRBE. Hi, Heather.
Hi. Hi, The Cure.
Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, it's The Cure cover story. I think cover story number four, number five, somewhere around there. But in any case, a ton of great covers of The Cure because Robert Smith is turning 65 next week and his makeup has never looked better. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Hi, the Coverville podcast listeners. Hey, it's Brian. Welcome. Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday morning. This Thursday, April 18th, 2024. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, featuring the music of The Cure. This is a band. Hey, look, right here. Here's a band that absolutely has a "the" in their name, right? None of this weird Foo Fighters, Pretenders business, and I still don't know for sure if the Pretenders has a "the" or doesn't, because some of their albums do and some of their albums don't. I don't know. I don't get it. What is it? But The Cure definitely has a "the" in front of their name, and this first song we're going to start with has an "a" at the beginning. How about that for a transition? This is Mark Collin with an album that got released in 2021, a tribute to The Cure called Strange as Angels. Most of the tracks on this album feature Christabel on vocals, including this one. It's a cover of A Forest. Here is Mark Collin. Thank you.
Show me how to do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said. The one that makes me laugh, she said. And threw her arms around my head. Show me how to do it. And I promise you, I promise that I'll run away with you. I'll run away with you.
Oh, waited hours for this. I've made myself so sick and wish I'd stay asleep today. I never thought this day would end. I never thought tonight could ever be this close to me. To make it work, to feel the fear before you're here. I make the shapes come much too close. I pull my eyes out, hold my breath and wait until I shake. But if I had your faith, then I could make it safe and clean.
Love Song by the Brunettes, that one from a collection called Just Like Heaven, a tribute to The Cure. Love that version of that song by the Brunettes there. That one came out, oh, I don't have a date on that one. Not exactly sure what year that one came out, but the Brunettes and the cover of Love Song. Before that, Close to Me by Mariachi Rocco, that one from the Sounds of Jalisco Volume 2. That one came out in 2011. The Baseballs with a cover of Boys Don't Cry from their 2021 album Hot Shots, which is really, really good. Go Nakamura. From the album Songs to Make Out to a cover of Just Like Heaven from 2013. And we started things off with A Forest by Mark Collin featuring Christabel on vocals. That one from a 2021 tribute called Strange as Angels. Let's get to set number two here. We're going to start this one off with one of the it girls of music right now, Phoebe Bridgers. This is from her Spotify sessions, an incredible cover of The Cure's Friday I'm in Love.
Thank you. go on, just walk away. Go on, your choice is made. Go on, and disappear. Go on, away from here. And I know I was wrong when I said it was true, that it could have been me and been her in between without you, without you, without you. Yesterday I got so scared I shivered like a child. Yesterday away from you it froze me deep inside. Come back, come back, don't walk away. Come back, come back, come back today. Come back, come back, why can't you see? Come back.
Sinfonico Honolulu, yes, from their 2018 album Thousand Souls of Revolution. That is their cover of Caterpillar. I've looked at a lot of the great ukulele bands from Hawaii, and I'm not sure where these guys are originally from or where their accents might be from, but Sinfonico is telling me something Latin American, probably, as well as the accent that you hear in that song. Ends before that with a cover of Lullaby, that one from Refashioned Volume 2, British Airwaves from 2010. The Manic Street Preachers, love it when I get to play the Manics. That's their cover of In Between Days, recorded live at the BBC. You can find that one on Sleeping Next to Plastic, a collection of rarities, B-sides, covers, things like that that the Manics released. That one was originally recorded back in 1989. Seven Nations from a Celtic rock tribute to The Cure with their cover of Love Cats. And we start things off with Phoebe Bridgers and a beautiful rendition of Friday I'm in Love, that one from her Spotify sessions. We've got one more set of music. I'm going to make this one a little weird. Go a little weird for you, a little deeper cuts, and maybe some unusual takes on songs. We're going to start this one off with Stabbing Westward from an EP that they released in 2020 called Hallowed Hymns. Here's their cover of The Cure's Burn. We'll be right back.
slips away. Then the love begins to fade. Everything is quiet now.
Kissed as the sky fell in, holding you close.
Oh, how beautiful is that? Angie Hart and her cover of Pictures of You. That one from her album, actually from a single that she released in 2008, a two-song single that she released. Really, really beautiful version of Pictures of You. Before that, the Cowboy Junkies with their cover of 17 Seconds. You'll find that on their collection, Songs of the Recollection, from 2022. Zhu Zhu Fang with a cover of Fascination Street. Love the reverb or the... it's not a reverb. It's clipping the volumization. There's a term for that. I don't know what it is right now, but it's like the stuff where the music is so over loud at the beginning that it's distorted. I guess maybe that's it, the distortion you hear at the beginning of that track from Zhu Zhu Fang. Their album is 7 Days Now from 2009. Great cover there of Fascination Street. We start things off with Stabbing Westward from their Hallowed Hymns EP from 2020 and a cover of Burn. And that, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's going to bring us right to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. That is going to do it for this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with an edition of Guess the Connection. I think the last one before Viva TMS Vegas. So that means you'll get 2 weeks to figure everything out. So be there for that. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with me, email me requests@coverville.com. Follow me on the socials. Coverville, just put Coverville at the end of everything, and that'll usually work. Support my bike ride. I'm doing the MS-150 again this year. And you can find out more about that and donate over there at tiny.cc/bikecoverville2024. That's bikecoverville2024. Put all that lowercase after the tiny.cc. That's going to do it. Oh, and support the show on Patreon. If you aren't already doing that, please go to patreon.com/coverville, patreon.com/coverville, and support the show there. That's going to do it. We'll see you next time. Thanks for being here. That just about covers it for today. Thank you. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.
Heather in San Jose on KRBE. Hi, Heather.
Hi. Hi, Zakira.
Hello, Heather.
Hello. I just want to say that I love y'all's music, and I have every one of y'all's tapes. And this question is to Robert.
Surprise me.
What do you do in your spare time? Like, what's your hobby? Do you, like, write poetry or any of that, you know?
Hi, Monica.
Hi. I just wanted to tell the Kira that they're very talented, and I enjoy their music a lot. And I was I wanted to ask Robert a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering how long you guys plan to stay together.
These are unanswerable questions. forever.
Okay. I can't wait till your concert, and
You have to. You have no choice.
Are we allowed to, like, take you guys, like, gifts or anything?
Gifts?
Yeah, like...
What kind of gifts would you give the band?
I don't know, just cards or roses or something.
Yeah. How many are you allowed to?
Okay.
What do you mean, are you allowed to? I don't understand the question.
Oh, I was just wondering if you guys... Do you guys receive them? Like, if we throw them up on stage?
We love to have gifts thrown on stage.
Okay.